You're here to make a difference. It's our job to help you do that. Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast that helps you to build a thriving coaching company by becoming a thriving, impactful CEO. We do that through the Impact Formula methodology. And what this means is that you're going to be selling out your offers, scaling beyond one-on-one into group programs, and leveraging a team so that you can exponentially increase your income and slash your work week. It's time to experience the true income, impact, and freedom you deserve. Welcome back. Today, I have my friend Penny Jones from PK Business Consulting. And today we're doing another friend coffee chat. I met Penny probably about 2 years ago, maybe more. We've just become close. I really love and enjoy her presence every time. So much fun. So you guys are going to love this episode. We're going to have fun. So we're talking about getting up from entrepreneurship failures. And boy, do we got him. All right. So welcome, Penny. Do you want to say anything else for your introduction?
No, but it'll come out in the interview.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk about failure, right? So
yeah,
the first point, so our team gets together the outline. And the first point is how to avoid failure in entrepreneurial business. I'm like, don't get an entrepreneurial business.
Not even.
Just quit now.
Run. Don't ever come back.
Yeah. Just don't even try.
Don't. It's not even. If you have that question, you're not in the word like avoid, ignore, walk away. None of these words exist in entrepreneur. So
yeah, you got to have the up and at them, get back up every day.
Every minute.
Yeah, sometimes minute.
Yeah, because I quit every 5 minutes.
And we're still here. And here we are.
No.
How long ago did you start your first business now?
My first business, I would say, was, oh my God, maybe 30 years ago. I've always been an entrepreneur of somehow and just super courageous. And my first one was I wanted to be like a database administrator because I'm very technical, had no idea what I was talking about. Like, this is when there was no internet. You put ads in the paper and show you how old I am, but ads in the paper. Oh my God. And I was taking phone calls and I knew nothing about database administration as it is today. Fast forward. And then that kind of course fizzled, but I ended up being like, what the heck was I doing? But I was so brave. Like I was so brave and fearless. Like I can do this. I'm like,
yeah. Do you think, okay. And I think we've talked about this throughout the years, but do you think that there's this like, when you don't know how hard it's going to be or how bad it's going to be, you have more courage than once you've fallen down and then you're like trying to get yourself back up. I think about like when I first started, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this coaching business work. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be so easy. I'm just going to spend all this money on Facebook ads. whatever your plan is. So my plan was I was going to spend $100 on Facebook ads and I was going to $100 and I was going to make a $10,000 webinar launch.
Oh yeah.
That one.
Big dreams.
Really fast. By the end of the, so I spent 30 days making this webinar. 30 days. No one bought. It was three people on the webinar. And I think one of them was my coach who I had paid to be there.
It just making sure you're doing what you said you were doing.
Exactly.
That was all that was. They were just like, go.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
I spent $100
of that hard-earned money.
And I made $0. What am I going to do? And I think that failure was like what got me back up.
Because yeah. I don't know that I would have gone out to do what I did next to actually make. So I went out there and I sold my program and I made 5K.
Right.
But I wouldn't have never, I would have never done that had I been in the red, paying the coach and then paying the $100. Yeah.
That's that no quit. What I would say is that you have to develop, all of us have muscles. This is how I look at entrepreneurs. And when I talk to my clients, okay, we all have muscles. All right. We have calf muscles, all of these. And sometimes depending on what you do, some parts of these muscles never get any exercise. For me, walking a lot. Now, I walk in heels. That should count for something, but it doesn't count when you should like walk for endurance and all of that stuff. Okay. What I've discovered is that there's going to be like your determination, but there is a I don't quit muscle. Ooh, that good. You will find
somewhere in there.
Somewhere that you will have to start lifting, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I just gotta keep going. I know it hurts, but eventually it gets stronger. And so your resolve, your resilience meter goes up. So what happens is you're gonna quit. But your resilience will kick you back in, and the I quit muscle will be like, we got 5 minutes to cry.
Yeah.
5 minutes to cry. Oh, nobody died. We're okay.
We're okay. We can be sad about this and we're moving on.
That's it. Yep. That's it. So yep. You will develop these muscles in your failure.
Yeah.
Because there are no mistakes whatsoever. Even if you're starting and you're like, that was stupid. I mean, I did database administrator. Come on, girl, please. I didn't know nothing about, I was doing Excel spreadsheets thinking that was database something. I don't know. But like, I'm just going to get out here.
Yeah.
Muscle is stronger than the, I'm going to quit. So the, I'm going to get out here and just try it. It's a really huge muscle and it's really worked out because you've been able to use it a lot. But the I can't quit or I don't quit muscle is new. So we always have to develop that going forward every instance and every event and every scenario. There's many times when I used to get anxiety attacks. I would develop these myself when I would have to go into the support inbox. Mm. Because, and this is another thing in entrepreneurship, failure, because there are no failures, that I had to recondition my mind.
That's it, so, right there. Mm-hmm.
So there's always the conditioning of your mind in this journey. It doesn't matter. Like you where you start, you're not going to be the same person in 5 minutes.
Yep. Yeah.
The information or the things that come at you, you have to be so resilient. And okay, I didn't know that. Now I know, and painfully keep moving forward. But it's amazing. It can be very amazing and very painful.
Yes, at the same time. Which, by the way, having littles, I am learning that one of the most critical developmental milestones that children have is understanding that you can have two feelings at once, right? And you can have two feelings at once. And a lot of times we forget this. We're like, I hate that person. And then you're like, and I love that person.
Right. Right.
And so you can hate and love, right? Yeah. You can have a really hard time and be so thankful for your resilience at the same time. You can want to quit and also know you're never giving up.
Quit.
Yes. And that duality is so important. And again, it's that emotional maturity and intelligence that comes from realizing that you labeling it as a failure. And you even said here in the interview, right? There are no failures. There's no mess ups. It's all good.
You're all supposed to have all of it.
All moving you towards that direction that you are either divinely guided to do, your next highest version of yourself, whatever the spiritual connotation you want to put onto it. it is there as a gift to you if you're willing to receive that gift.
Yes, if you look at it as that, because what we were talking about before I lost my train of thought is mindset. And so I have this awesome coach, Mariana, helped me to realize that half of the stuff was just in my head. You know what I mean? I created, you are the designer of everything.
Yeah.
And you have the ability, which is saying it is not going to impact you as much as living it, that you are able to design this. And when you design it, everything, you need everything. You need the mess ups, you need the cuss outs, you need the anxiety attacks of going into answering. Anxiety attacks just going into the inbox to over a missed iPackage would send me. So you learn how to, okay, what about this? Why are you freaking out? Mm-hmm. Why, what is wrong with you? Because it will, entrepreneurship really makes you get acquainted with yourself in a way that's very interpersonal.
Yeah.
So if you are a stingy person, best believe that will show up in your entrepreneur side and tell you to fix yourself.
Yep. 100%. Everything. It's going to be a reflection of all of your flaws. And you have to be willing to, one, see it, because if we're blind to it, we can't change it. And two, accept it and move above it. Rise above.
Or go through. Like for me, when I hear rise above, I always feel like, okay, I'm just going to stand here and I'm going to stand in it and I don't get nothing from it. But you have to move through the journey, all the failures, all the broken heart things, you move through. It's not on around. It's not over. It's not standing there waiting, because it's still coming at you. You may be standing there not taking any action of growth, but you're going to grow anyway. So either you participate in the design of it, or you're just going to be a victim of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So what are some of the struggles that small business owners face when they're getting up from failure, when they're trying to stick with it? I think number one, the biggest one is money. Dude, the money.
Yeah. And I would say self-worth.
Yeah. Like coming to face with what you really believe your self-worth is.
Yeah.
And those are two huge ones.
Self-development. Like I'm just going to put that in one big thing, because in there are several layers based on their individual. So you can move. Some people are magical without money. Some people are just magical. Like they can make, it is just in them dynamically. Others struggle a little bit, even though you have the belief, but there's some things you got to work out first before you see the magical money coming in. So and that could throw you off because you're looking around you for references, wondering how is she able to knock this out? And I know she has no job and this one makes six figures on their job and they are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is an interpersonal, personal development in business. So if you think you suck, if you think after a failure that you still suck, or you are not worthy, or you're just beating yourself up over the event, then you will struggle even harder because you're caught up on the emotions of the event instead of taking out of the event what I needed. Let me tighten up on my customer service. Maybe let me hire someone, pay them a couple bucks, write out some templates, give them to the person so that they have responses that I would like. You would look at that instead of focusing on the negatives and the event, because everything is just, to me, I think of as an event. This is an event.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
It takes that emotional charge off. I love it. This is just an event.
It's just an event.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I'm in this event, either I can mess this up, my background looks crazy. Oh, but the whole real great thing of it is, one, I get to be with my Mariana. And two, we're going to be able to help somebody. That is what matters.
Yeah. So good. But, and I think too, so I think that the, I guess, drama comes from, there's the event. So whether that be dollars in the bank account or lack of dollars in the bank account or whatever.
Yes.
And then the drama that follows.
Emotion.
That blocks. Yeah. The emotion, but in a non-productive way, because there's a difference between I feel scared.
That's your reaction. Yeah.
That's your feeling. So your feeling can be like, I feel scared. Now, two options there. You can make drama happen. Oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do this. Oh my God, this means that I'm never
going to be able to. And it's okay. And
that's okay.
That's
totally okay. Yes.
For like 3 minutes.
That's exactly it. So you can do that. And that, I think that's where what you're saying is, let's not go down that road. And instead, look at it as this neutral event, and then we can problem solve for the actual issues. Instead of going down the drama path, we can just do the mathematical problem solving.
Which, strategic.
Yeah, which is just strategic. And it's okay, 1 + 2 = 3, the end. Yeah.
Really, because I was reading something today, and it was talking about our emotions, And it says that first, you have a reaction to the event. Mm-hmm. So you had a really bad email from a customer. They're claiming that you didn't deliver something you did, but you're in contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're hearing this contrast in this conversation. Okay. So your first thing, your body might get tight. Your arms might, your shoulders get a little tight. You're like, what? Your face is going to change. You're like, I know she ain't talking to me. Like, you're going through all of these.
All of these feelings.
All of these reactions. Yeah. And what they suggest is go through that for 90 seconds.
Mm.
After the 90 seconds, no reaction, sit in it. Feel it, sit in it. Because the next part is the action. Now, are you going to react? Because entrepreneurs don't afford and cannot afford the luxury of emotional dumping.
Yep. Yeah, you can kill your career right there reacting to that email.
Because
right there.
The business, and if anything else, if we end with this, I always like to separate it. The business is separate from family, job, friends. It's separate. The entity of the business has nothing to do with your emotions, your ex-husband, your crazy kids, your non-acting pet. It don't care.
Yep.
It don't have no idea what you're talking about. All it wants to know is, this vision going to make money, and how do we make the engine go? That's all it cares about. It don't care if you lost your job. They don't care if you got more money in the business account and $24.98 in the house account and electric bill is due.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that the truth though?
Yeah.
And so then
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't care about all of your situation. That is gold right there. That is gold.
It's a separate entity. It's like you have a social security number. It has an EIN number. Think of it like that. It has nothing to do with either way. You're homeless, so what? Put that stuff in the car. It doesn't care. It means do what you gonna do, and it's never pretty.
No.
Everyone always thinks that they're looking at you, Mariana, and they're seeing this space of you, and they're like, oh, she'd have made this money, she's did all these things. They didn't see the journey and the changes and the pain and the aches and the lost sleep and the fact that your business had to keep doing this while your personal life over here is in shambles. It doesn't matter.
Fuck up.
Right. It's like, so
exactly.
Where's my email?
So true.
Have you talked to customers lately? Have you talked to anybody? Have you booked any calls? Have we solved any problems today? Did you help the company? It does not care.
Yep.
So people try, and I'm saying this to say, people think this personal side really matters to business.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It's that's mathematical. Yeah.
It's your business. That's your problem. Because the entity needs to function. It just needs your energy. It needs you. So you got to fix you to stay on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep the entity running. So there's a lot. Personal development. Failures are normal. Miracles are natural.
Mm.
Circumstances, things that happen are just plain events. That's it. Look at it as an event. Get out your emotions because it has no place to do in the entity of your business. Mind your business, meaning touch it every day. Whether you messed up or not 10 minutes ago, or the customer client cussed you out, or you lost some money. So what, you're going to get some out?
Ooh,
go get some out. You're gonna change. And I'm gonna testify to this, that when I connected with Mariana, I was in shambles. Like every time Mariana would speak to me, I would freaking cry.
Yeah.
hysterically sobbing. Why? Because my personal development was underdeveloped and it needed to evolve. And I didn't mind playing that involvement out and for everybody to see, but because
you're courageous.
It's an evolution that you're going to go through. So whether it's on Facebook Live or on the floor next to this air conditioner, you're going to have to go through the pain. So I felt broke. Why? I felt broke. So therefore I was broke. So the feeling I kept living in was how broken it was and how this was this and how this was that and how this. And the more I sunk into that, the worse stuff got. Now, what happens is miracles are natural. It says, okay, enough. You know what you're doing. Get up. Miracle comes in, reset. Now I got myself back together. Went ahead and launched a consulting business and ended up with a paying client. And it continues to evolve because I continue to evolve.
Yeah.
The beauty of the journey is like entrepreneurship is your personal relationship with yourself.
Mm.
It will highlight the best parts of you, the underdeveloped parts of you. If you fall in love with it, it will show you how to love yourself again. So I encourage you to explore entrepreneurship, especially on those times where you're feeling failure and you're feeling the lowest, especially when you feel like quitting. That is the worst feeling ever. Is do I need to make major shifts? Are painful because the business is okay. It's sure, we're going to quit or we're going to go or we're going to sell or okay. Whatever you want to do. But the management is you, your emotions about what that event meant to you. So transitioning from a product-based business to service was very painful for me because I'm not a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a quitter. And I looked at that as though I was quitting and that I failed or that there was something I was wrong with me or why am I, what happened? Instead of allowing, especially us as women, us to transition and continue to move when it requires us to. So I went from product to services. That means I have to close this down and open this up and this hurts. So in doing that, this is where back to that personal relationship with you and your business, where you love on it and it loves you back. Mm-hmm. You give to it. It will take care of you. It will take care of you if you're loving it. So if you don't love it, it will be like, oh, okay, bye. There is no money coming. There is no customers and no clients.
Yep.
And your kids think you're crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. Love it. Thank you so much. This is
you're so welcome
and amazing.
I'm just so glad to be chosen. I love you so much.
Love you too.
Life changing. Thank you so much, my love, for everything.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing deep truths that everyone needs to hear.
Good. I hope so.
You can hear my personal life yelling in the background.
I know there was dinner time. I was like, let me keep talking. They got, you know, kids don't care. Your life don't
care. Kids don't care either.
Perfect example.
Okay, so where can people find you, follow you, and continue to connect with you?
If you want to connect with me, you can email me at coachme@pennykenny.com. I've taken a hiatus from social media marketing.
Woohoo!
Yes, I found another way and I like it and I'm just loving that. So if you want to get a hold of me, coachme@pennykenny.com. And what I do is I help solo to help manage their business. So I create like a symbiotic relationship with the entrepreneur in order to make sure that the business development carries on. So no matter what that task is, I help to make sure that you're moving forward to the next level of expansion. And we just work on those essentials and get those essentials cemented and watch you grow. It's fabulous. I love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Love you.
It's been a pleasure.
Get daily mindset strategy and support to grow your business for free. Join our community, the Coaching for Impact community on Facebook. Just go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community to join.